Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Sky's the limit, baby.
BoxingVoice.com.
We don't fight for rings and stuff like that. I don't fear anyone.
En este deporte no se viene a jugar y no le tengo miedo a nadie.
We don't come to play in this sport. I fear no one in this sport.
That means
you will fight Triple G later this year.
Como lo dije en la pelea pasada, ahorita mismo me vuelvo a poner los guantes.
As I said in the last fight, right now I'll put on the gloves again.
¡Viva México!
Canelo wants to unify all the titles.
When did you realize, Andy, that you could take his power?
Because of the Mexican warrior that I am. I got that Mexican blood in me, so talking about the Mexican style, I just proved it.
BoxingVoice.com.
Ain't no other sight in the game can see the Boxing Voice.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is breaking news. Sources have confirmed to me that Keith Thurman has a MRI scheduled today for potential bicep injury. I'm told the MRI results will determine if the fight is happening or if it is canceled. So this is the unfortunate news, but this is what we're here to discuss. You know, I woke up to this and obviously I had to make a few phone calls and those calls were made. And all I can say is that people were certainly upset that this got out and felt as if it was betrayal that it got out. So, you know, the shit is certainly fucking real. They were not happy that I knew, you know, but this shit is real. So it's unfortunate because I feel like if Keith can't, because again, it's an MRI. I mean, the doctor could tell him he's good and that he can fight, which is in 13 days. I don't know. Or is it 12? Excuse me. But if he cannot fight, this might be the end of Keith Thurman. Like, do they really give him another opportunity? And if we do see him back, I don't know that he's the main event because, again, the risk of him getting another injury, he's just an older guy at this point. This is now the second bicep injury. Plus he had, what was it, calcium or bone spurts in his elbow. He's, you know, it's just, he's getting old, I assume. I'm told this happened in sparring. So, you know, sometimes you get punched in the bicep and you get that Callum Smith type injury, man. But what are your guys' thoughts? Marco, welcome back.
What's cracking?
The one and only Troy King, welcome back. But what are your guys' thoughts on the possible cancellation of Thurman and Zoo?
Well, it's unfortunate if it happens. Is it something where somebody jumps in or they just scrap the whole show? Do you know the deal?
Certainly someone can jump in, but I don't want to – the only one that comes to mind is Mendoza, who I seen Tim Tszyu is sparring. So can they sell us the rematch? Isn't that who he just beat?
It's unfortunate that like somebody like Virgil Ortiz couldn't jump in because I guess they need more time. I know, but he wouldn't do that in 2 weeks. But I wish he could. That'd be dope.
12 days. Forget 2 weeks. This is going to take Erickson Lubin to step up and jump in there short notice. You know, this is the type of opportunity guys like that. Maybe Conwell. Again, I don't even know that a Tim Tszyu would offer Conwell the opportunity. But Conwell, these guys have to jump in short notice if given the opportunity. Let's check out the 154-pound division and what is potentially there for Tszyu. And Masvidal just won a belt, but he's obviously not available. Mendoza, is he coming off the loss to Tszyu? Like, what was Zoo's last fight? Is it Mendoza?
I don't remember.
I got to check that out because Mendoza's at least in camp with Tszyu. Maybe they can ask him to go in there and try to sell us the rematch because he didn't knock him out. That is his last fight. Since then, what did Tszyu do? Tszyu, okay, so that is their last fight for each other would be Mendoza and Tszyu. I'm not saying I want that. I'm just saying he's in camp with Tszyu. If you need a fill-in because you don't want to cancel the card, Tszyu, Lubin.
Fandora, maybe?
Fandora, you're right. He's on the card. Bump him up. But he's coming off a knockout loss.
Well, that's what better way to redeem yourself. Grab a strap and get to work.
Let's see. All I can say, it's horrible news. I'm a huge Keith Thurman fan. Keith has been a real one from the beginning. Regardless of what I report, he's never gotten mad, always been able to, you know, take it on the chin and be a good sport. Just let me in the camp on multiple occasions for this fight. And this is horrible news. Now, I will say Keith Thurman did not confirm this to me. He did not.
Who did?
Someone close.
Okay. Yeah, I just
and
hit
then
up
a
Keith
separate source. And then a separate source. You
I
know.
I just hit up Keith's trainer to see what's up.
So yeah, man, it's again unfortunate news, but it is what it is. But Fandora, I guess, wouldn't be a bad last minute step up replacement.
No, that would be great. I mean. Totally
Listen,
different.
That would be a good play, even though Mendoza got him out of here.
But picture
Fandora
the difference.
Good
Troy,
scratch.
Picture the difference in training. Sue's coming in thinking he's fighting a 5'8 or whatever Thurman is, and now he's going to like 6'6 and totally different style. So it would be a big adjustment.
He did his last fight. He fought Tony Harrison live on Mendoza.
I believe so.
He fought Harrison. Harrison is not 6'6", but he's tall. So, and he did good with Harrison. So he just has to bring that same thing back. Like that. That's a fight he recently just had within his last two fights, a Harrison fight. And
somebody
he's tall,
said,
rangy.
Somebody just said one of your super chats that the pay-per-view price just dropped. I don't know if that's true. That's
I mean, we definitely need a replacement because the undercard, people care about the Rowley versus Pit Bull fight. So we certainly do need a replacement fighter to step in. Fandora can do that. Or they can give the guy, you know, that Fandora's fighting an opportunity and sell it as two punches, right? Because he has a big knockout ratio. But that's Matt in Texas with the $2 super chat that says pay-per-view price just dropped is all I know. No Keith, no sale. Damn. Damn.
With an F.
Yeah, shout out to Matt, first super chat of the day. But yeah, that sucks. You know, Keith is the headliner, but we're gonna open up the phone lines. If you want to call in, Discord, Twitter Spaces is available. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and smash the thumbs up. This is the second show, spontaneous show, with some breaking news. We got Drew on Twitter. What it do?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Gentlemen, we back. We back, Ness.
With another one.
Pivot. What up, Troy? So, real quick, Troy. So you was fighting with Mayfield and them. So you know them Fillmore boys. You know LeBron and them, the Mayfields.
Oh yeah, they're my niggas. Yeah, yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, okay, I like Troy a little bit more. Troy, a 415-0 cat now, man. He out there in the
yeah, bro. I'm all bro. Listen, I used to be at the world class boxing. Like I used to be at SFC in the Tenderloin when I first moved here, bro. With Ben, the big bro. Kareem the bro, like I know they whole squad, they family. Kareem really my brother. I know his kids and everything, bro. I used to work in the city for mad years at Hit Fit and at Third Street, bro. Like I'm all through the bag with this.
I'm a little sad about this, Ness, only in the fact that this motherfucker shit lets Tip Bayless off the hook with my $500 because we was gonna get a service to the boxing community of seeing Keith Thurman on a fucking stretcher.
Well, so again, the report, I'm reporting that he has an MRI scheduled for today. The results will determine, let me get this.
Looks like he has breaking call, addressing the breaking news. Those you don't see, but Ness is on the phone right now, and he's looking very pensive.
But I think, yeah.
Staring at his back.
But nah, like, you can't, Marco, Troy, if it's not Thurman on there, how the fuck are you going to sell this pay-per-view? Nobody's going to buy this shit. Like, my ticket broker's already saying they're giving away tickets.
You know
like,
what?
You're right.
And you know what the sad thing is? It is so sad that boxing is set up in a way that, like, somebody like Bud couldn't jump in. I mean,
but also,
I get
Marco,
time to
Marco,
promote.
This is their debut on Amazon. You can't just throw anybody
right.
on there. Like,
that's right. Wow, so you know they're probably stressing out big time over there.
Yeah, like you can't just throw a rematch in.
No, you're right, you're right.
It has to be a big name. The only late name replacement would be Bud. Like remember when Nate Diaz stepped in like 2 weeks to fight Conor McGregor? It got to be some shit like that.
You could do Bud. You could do Virgil. Virgil Ortiz isn't a big name, but that'd be a great fight. But the problem is you need time to promote, and just 12 days isn't enough.
Exactly, and they haven't promoted this event. Regardless right now, so it's a bad look. You can't just throw anybody on there, and especially if there's no Keith, like the majority of the pay-per-views was coming from Australia anyway for Tim to make his
if that's the truth then maybe it doesn't matter so much who they put in there.
It was Keith, but who are you gonna throw in there?
You could throw in Fondora.
Can't be Mendoza, he already bought.
You could throw in Fondora. You could throw in what's his face, Stanionis.
Real quick, Tip Bayless, I don't want to hear no excuses if he's going into that fight injured and he gets stretched, bro. The bet's still on unless the event's canceled, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Look, we're going to find out. For all we know, this is a false alarm and he'll be fine. But if Thurman can't make it,
Marco, will he
you
be
know,
fine? If he's getting an MRI this early, if he's getting an MRI this far away from the fight,
well, that's
don't
bad because let's
injured, right?
Well, let's say it's not a tear. Let's say something that heals within a 5 days to a week. He's still going to lose his training. He's still at risk of having a tender arm, an arm that could be re-injured. It's still a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Depends.
He can't train at full max knowing that he's injured.
No, and it could at any moment in the actual fight, because he could just stop now and do road work and wait till the fight. He's ready. But during the actual fight at any time, it could snap or whatever's wrong with it. It's a sprain, a tear, whatever. So, yeah, that could be an issue.
But let me ask you this too, fellas. Like, why would this news come out now? I'm not saying that's doing his job, but this coming out now, doesn't that compromise the betting too? Like, man, I'm going to buy a guy that I'm buying a fight that the guy's hurt. I'm not betting on Ness or doing that. You know, it's the whole, the domino effect going forward.
Maybe, but, you know, Ness doesn't work for the casinos. He doesn't care. He's just putting out, whatever.
I'm just saying the fallout of just like the other consumers, like hearing this, like, man, I was going to buy this fight or I was going to put some money, some action on it.
Right. Right. I mean, you're right. It will definitely affect the betting because now, no matter what, like we just said, Keith Thurman has a much higher likelihood of losing. I mean, I have
you and Troy. Can you guys got into a fight? What was the toughest fight y'all went into knowing you was injured or if you have any like that?
I never went into a fight injured.
Me neither. I was just going to say that. Maybe you did, but I'm
not. No, actually, I fought in Ohio State Fair in the championship fight against my homie Ray. And the Thursday, I fought a guy from Dayton, and I hurt my thumb bad on my left hand, and that's my power hand. So, like...
But the truth is, right, Troy, like, you don't really feel it while you're fighting for the most part. It doesn't bother you.
Listen, I tested it out before... You know how before an amateur, you just get warmed up on the mitts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hit the mitt like, boom. And then I was like, oh, snap. I couldn't even use my left. And I end up losing in the championship in the Ohio State Fair. Even some people thought I won just with the jab and the hook alone. And I was kind of like fake flurrying, like I was throwing it, but I really wasn't using the left.
So, right. So for you guys listening, when you fight, when you know it's a bad injury is when you feel it. Because during the fight, you got the adrenaline flowing. You're so jacked up. You don't feel injuries like that unless it's something severe. Then you know it's bad if you feel it while you're fighting.
No, right, listen, Troy? That shit hurt. My thumb was kind of like purple right here under the nail because whatever I did, I jammed it really bad. So anytime I would have impact, it would radiate down my hand. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to have to fake this, but I got to fight. And that was weak. But one of my homies fought with a rib injury, and he said he had to go straight to boxing.
Right.
And has there been a fight where you guys gotten injured in the fight? From like not boxing injury, like where I fought, I might have rolled my ankle or threw my arm out or some shit.
Yeah.
I heard one fight I fought, and they gave me some weak-ass gloves. And it was the first fight I fought this big Mexican, Carlos Martinez, the guy I rematched. And I hurt my knuckle on my pinky, and, like, my knuckle was sliding, like, over because he kept moving his head when I landed the uppercut, and I landed the uppercut one time on my pinky, and I didn't land it with all four, like, a clean shot. And my hand was, after the fight, my hand was a little blew out, but... During the fight, I didn't really feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, man, I got to land uppercut, and I'm working. But after the fight, the pain started to kick in, and I noticed this side of my face was sore because I'm left-handed. And I was like, damn, he was throwing a hook. His hook, I must have been blocking the hook because this side of my face was sore after the fight.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. I guess it all depends on the seriousness of the injury. Also, when it occurs. You know, this is a very bad time, obviously, because it's so close to the fight. But, you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, Lubin would be a good replacement. I think Fandora would be the funnest replacement. Because Fandora would be most likely to be like, you know what, I'll jump in. Because, you know, I just came off a loss, and he kind of knows his place at this point. And this would be a great opportunity.
Jump in, save the card. But, man, like, jump in to save the card, I get it. But, like, it's $80 to see Fandora get knocked out two times in a row.
They might. Well, that's assuming he gets knocked out, you know. He might not. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Fight like a punch. You know what I mean?
We'll see that. And there's fighters that got to eat, man. I get it. Fucked up to them. You go through all training camps. You got to pay the camps. All the. It's a headache. It's. That's why there got to be a guy to step up, man. On the side, like just like, okay.
Yeah. I just don't Fandor like that. Fandor is on this card. I think.
Yeah.
Isn't Fandor on this card fighting somebody else?
He's fighting for the
vacant WBA. I wouldn't mind seeing Fandor fight, because that's a good, nice little hard fight.
Matt.
Because Fandor can fight on the inside too.
Right, he can. Matt Borgensen says Xander Zayas would be a good fill-in. Super chat. He would be, but I think he's too inexperienced at this point for them to put him up to that level.
He's a top-ranked fighter, too. Come on, let's be realistic. He's a top-ranked guy, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's so much talent at 54, just they're huge names. You know, Errol, Bud, Virgil Ortiz. Who am I missing? Like, there's a lot of talent.
If this wasn't the kickoff on Amazon, they'd put someone in short notice. But the fact that it's a kickoff, I could see them canceling it if Keith can't go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, we don't know. Like, we don't know how much money they've already put into this, how much isn't recoupable if they do cancel. I think it all depends on the numbers.
Yeah.
You know, or you're right. Maybe they care more about the way it looks and the perception of their jump off events to where they'd rather take that loss financially and redo it again the right way. But could be the other way around. They could be like, nah, we can't lose all this money that we just put in. So we got to do something. It's hard to tell. You know what I mean?
I feel it now. I need to go into a meeting. I helped out did my help for the show to move it along. Y'all have a wonderful evening, a wonderful rest of your day. Troy, Marcos, Ness, I'm out.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate for Keith Thurman since we're on the topic of it. He's had this arm injury for a second, man. And sometimes it is what it is. It is what it is. And you just got to keep it moving. So it's like, he's had a long career, bro. Like, he's fought a lot of fights in a row. What would you logically say about the injury coming at this time? You think it's time to just hang it or give it time to heal? Because it's been an ongoing injury with that arm or with his arms, period.
I'm actually messaging right now with Keith's trainer, Kay, and I'm waiting for him to confirm it. But I mean, if Ness heard it, I'm sure it's true.
No, you good.
What do I think? I mean, I think the fact that Keith Thurman was gone so long, I disagree with people who think it's a bad thing. I think, Troy, you could agree with this. When you're a fighter at that level, right, doing it so many years, it's like riding a bike. Like, if anything, I think time off preserves your body, keeps less mileage off you, maybe even refreshes you at that point. Don't you agree?
Yeah, most definitely.
But people don't look at it that way. People think inactivity kills you, but it doesn't always.
No, like with Keith Thurman's activity, it actually hurt him. He needed it. He fought like back-to-back-to-back-to-back tough fights. So, like, the injury he sustained in one of the fights, I think this is what kind of derailed it, because instead of getting the injury fixed right then and there and taking time off and then coming back, he just kept it going, and then it added on and exacerbated the injury to now he's at the point where any type of trauma, which is moving it and doing anything, is going to bring trauma to the arm, if it's the same arm. You know, and it could just be wear and tear on his body. So, like, taking more time. How old is Keith?
35, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if he takes some time off, work on his skill, I never say it's too old when you're in your 30s, dog. You really got to get your body together, though.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, though, Troy, like, in the we're about the same age. 80s and 90s, 30 was when people started talking about hanging it up. You remember that? In all sports, really.
I do, like, but now it's just different because they're not – these guys ain't – back in the day, bro, they was taking punishment because it was a different skill set. Keith Thurman took some punishment because he had some hard fights, but him – like you said, when you boxing, bro, if he really was to take some real time off, get his arms and get whatever is going on, let it all heal and stop just taking fights and then taking 2 years off, that means he was injured in the Pacquiao fight. Because this is an ongoing thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like you, and I'm not saying that's an excuse why he did what he did. I don't care. I'm just saying, like, just let your body heal, bro. Trying to wait 2 years and then fight, you re-injuring yourself, then you wait two more years, you think he's healed, then now we're seeing in the camp, he's injured. He's not hurt. He's injured. It's an ongoing thing. He must let his body heal.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, but...
You can't force it. You can't.
Say that again? Oh, we can't force it? Yeah.
You just can't force something to... It don't – listen, bro, when I tried to force that last fight, the ninth fight, and I got arrested on the border, that was it. It was like, no. And then my advisor was like, listen, the doctor didn't want to let you fight because of your eye. And, like, I talked him into it because I know you train. So it's like, well, he sparred with it. He's been sparring. So once I realized, like, well, maybe that was an opportunity for me to fall back. Like, it might be time for Keith to fall back or let his body heal all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I had Keith winning this fight by a decision, but 60-40, 60%, like, close. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Zhu, because the one thing that stood out to me, especially when they faced off, was the size difference. Zhu looked like a considerably bigger boy. You know what I mean?
Oh, Zhu got some size, bro. Like, I think he a good, like, 5'10".
It looks that way. Maybe even taller. Like,
you know, and that's what I'm like. And the way he be – and I watched his fights. I'm not saying he's, like, a heavenly puncher. But he throws good, solid punches. See, this is a thing in boxing that, you know, the people can – if they listening in, they tuning in to the channel – it's different levels of power that we be talking about. You got elite punchers, like Pacquiao, Floyd. They can grab your attention with one shot and make you think about it due to the accuracy. Now, Maidana can punch, but he wasn't an elite puncher because he didn't have the accuracy. So when you put those factors in there and you say, well, cuz can punch, like, because he could accuracy with his punches – it's kind of like Zepeda. You know, Zepeda has good placement. He has good punching. He can punch. And due to the technique. So you can't just put anybody in there with Zhu. So when I see that, I'm like, it could be a decent fight with Keith because it's not like he going to hit you with one shot, even with the side. It's that he going to have to find Keith. Keith is known to move and be on his toes and moving. But it already takes luster off the fight because now we know Keith is injured.
Right, right. Copy cool with the $2 super chat. Ramos, Fandora, Lubin, Ennis, all good replacements.
I would say Ennis because Ennis been looking for a shot.
Like, here's the thing, though.
Got a belt? Well, no, he ain't got name.
Here's the thing. Fight. Ennis does have a belt at 47. So, breaking news. Breaking news. I just got a text from Keith's trainer, his head trainer. He said it is not true. He does not have an injury. He literally just sent me that. He said the word.
Hey, listen, false. Breaking news. He does not have an injury. You heard it here first.
No, that's what his trainer told me. I don't know. He just told me it's not true. So now
we can just now until Ness comes back and you got your trainer, that's important to have multiple sources of income of knowledge and
right.
You know.
Or maybe he doesn't know. But you know what? It took his trainer a few minutes to answer me. So maybe he called Keith. He was like, yo, like just to make sure.
Yeah, facts.
I don't know. And then now it's good. Well, you know what? Hopefully, I'm hoping it's not true. So we can get the fight and we don't have to worry about all this.
I would like to see it because I'm intrigued on to see the fight because Zoo is not like a crowd. I'm thinking Zoo just punching people. Like, and then when I watched him fight, he has decent head movement. He has decent skill in there. Zoo is pretty decent in there. You know what I'm saying? Could he sharpen up on some things? Of course. You know, we all could. But Zoo got some work. I would like to see him and Keith Thurman. Like,
yeah. I'm curious who Ness is talking to, if it's related to this or not. But I don't think Ennis could be a replacement. Let's just go with the narrative that maybe it is going to be still canceled, even though Ennis has a belt at 147. So can he fight at 54 with already being a champ at 147? Probably not.
I mean, yeah, he don't have to, like, put his jaw on the line. I'm just saying, like, he could just be like, I'll step in because I need a fight. And that's a good fight because he was asking to fight Bud. Bud was going up to 54, so get in there with Zoo. I mean, I'm just saying, would that really show his talent?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know or if any of the viewers know who's on the undercard. I think Fandora's in the undercard, right?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, I think Fandora is. I haven't paid attention to the undercard because I was just really intrigued with the Zoo after I watched him. Like, I want to see what he do with Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman, hardy, a mover.
Yo, Zoo, too, you could appreciate this as somebody in my age bracket. He looks so much like his pops. It's like creepy.
Right. Oh, he looked exactly like his pops, bro. It's like seeing his
pops. He just needs that rat tail in the back.
Yeah, he just need that tribal jaw. Like and the thing about him too, he's his own man. He's not really trying to fight like his dad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he kind of does though, right?
I mean, Gus gonna have some similarities because of the DNA, but Zoo got some decent little skills in there. Like far as his like punches, like he looked pretty good. Like he's not sloppy. He's a marketable guy, and he's trying to get work. I would like to see him fight some 54 guys, though. Like, not fighting Keith, but he do need a star. But, man, I think you make your own self a star, not bring somebody up by just getting people out of there or just right. Boxing their ears off or doing what you do in your weight class. That's me. Well, how logically, what would you say to that?
To which one? To what? Which part?
To, like, getting guys to come up from lower weight classes or just, you know, really getting on the guys and you're cleaning out your division, taking all comers in your division, whether they at a lower level, you just be like, hey, no, look, he got to get this fucking work. We have 54. I just need that. You know what I'm saying? Or what's wrong with picking somebody out of the top 10 in any sanctioning body? Then, right. Like, you could just go on the thing and just look at the top 10 and be like, where am I at? Okay, well, I'm going to fight this guy. I'm going to find somebody in the top 5.
Yeah.
What would you say to that? Or would you say bring up stars and let the stars get in this shit, get their fucking work or whatever? Like, Keith Thurman is a name, but from a lower weight class.
I mean, the problem with a fight like this, again, is that it's Amazon Prime's first show, right? It's Keith Thurman is probably, I mean, who do you think is selling this fight more? You think it's, because obviously Australia is through, but what about just as a whole? Who sells this fight more? Is it Thurman?
Um, My honest answer, contractually, when you're talking about money, I'm going to say it's close because Australia is common law. United States is common law. Money is around the same, you know, depending on what currency they use. And if Zoo wasn't marketable with his country, he wouldn't even be in contentions to fight somebody like Keith. Just common sense. So it's like, I think it's 55-45 for Zoo, far as marketability and what they selling, because Zoo needs a big name and Keith Thurman's name holds weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And Zoo, this will only hurt Zoo in the long run if it's canceled, because there's probably nobody they could get that would give his resume the credibility that Thurman would give it. You know what I mean?
Sometimes, and this the only thing is, sometimes beating a smaller fighter, even though he's a shorter fighter, for him having that resume that he got does help your resume. Like, even though he brought Keith Thurman up, like, the only thing I didn't like, for example, is like Earl fighting Mikey Garcia. Like, that's just like too big. But like a 47-54, that's, even though it's a big, it's a decent sized jump. And 54-60 is closer.
Right.
Zoo could be a 60 pounder in the future, but even at 54, Keith getting in there, I don't like, Keith fought at 54 before, like I said, against John Zavik, so it ain't really no excuse.
Right. No, Keith will, Zoo will go to 60 for sure. Well, I mean, according to my sources, this fight is in no way, shape, or form in danger of being canceled. So, but we have to wait. You know, Ness has his sources. So sometimes things slip through the cracks. You know, maybe my guy, which is Keith's trainer, just doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe this is some shit Keith doing on his own. But like you said, he probably hit, like, why wouldn't he know? Like,
well, yeah, right. You would think he would know. He's with them every day.
Yeah, like training. Train like Keith, blood. You slid off and went again. I saw MRI or something. You messed something wrong with you.
But that's possible too. Maybe Keith didn't want to tell and say anything. He just went and did it on the DL. I don't think. I mean, that usually doesn't work that way. But
yeah, I'm not. That's what I'm thinking. Like, it don't work that way. But you know, sometimes fighters do things without their trainers, but I don't think Keith has been with the same guy for a while. Like, I'm sure they have a well-working relationship. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think if it's a thing, we're going to know. His trainer would know. Everybody would know. Like, I don't think it's a thing that I matter for real. But who knows? You never know with boxing. People don't know whether Ryan Garcia is crazy or not, when it's simple for me.
What do you think?
No, he's not crazy.
You think this is all promotion?
All promotion.
Everything. Talking about the babies being raped, all that stuff.
I mean, no, that, like, he's using those topics to promote and bring light to things so that people, and this is the thing, people who into that are now going to be watching Ryan, saying Ryan's a good guy, bringing that in there, and that brings him to, that brings another fan. And then if he's saying he has mental issues, people with mental issues are going to tune in because they find common ground in what's going on. And that's what Ryan is trying to do. He's trying to show, listen, I'm no different. He a Leo, bro. He's saying, he's like, I'm no different from y'all. So I like to have a smoke or drink. Wine, I do this. Like, he's trying to show, like, people who do these things, listen, we all human, we all, you know, got vices. He's trying to appeal to the natural, but when you deal with Tank, you don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? He didn't have [S2] Right. [S1] To do that with Tank. That's all I'm saying. I'm just only, my thing is I go with what's already been shown. He didn't do none of this with Tank because there's no need. Somebody's going to get stopped. and it's going to be an exciting fight. It doesn't matter. The Tank and Ryan fight, and as you could see, did Tank go in there and just not respect Ryan? No, he was moving his head and getting out of the way of them shots. So I can only go off that. If he would have disrespected him and just walked him down and just, man, you ain't real. Like, he didn't do none of that. He got in there and was slipping. And then after Ryan got up, see, if Ryan was a clown, he would have been like, all right, I got knocked down by Tank. That's it. I'm done. He got up and continued. And it was at a lower weight. I don't really use that as an excuse, because he could have just hired a nutritionist and took on a vegan diet. Or, like, when you got that type of money, that can happen.
Right. I mean, that's a fight that, you know, if the weight thing is really an issue, you just don't take the fight, you know.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, and if anything, getting knocked out by Tank is pressure. Ever, he didn't care. Devin doesn't have the power of Tank. He will box you, but listen, one thing people don't want to realize, and they just don't want to say, Devin right now doesn't have the money to accrue. Like, what's his pay-per-view numbers?
I don't know.
Exactly. See, and that's the thing. And that's to be respected, because Devin is a classical boxer. It's some things that is going to take time to develop for him. But right, as far as him getting, if that's the case, Devin clearly has way more accolades than Ryan. He's undisputed. So you would think Tank would fight him first.
Right.
But
you would, yeah.
PBC makes superstars, top rank, makes champions. And Golden and Golden Boy is definitely into the money too now, for Ryan.
And
this is the thing. Ryan is so young. I ain't mean to cut you off. Ryan, and I'm done after this. Ryan is young, 225. He can still go on and fight at 47 and become a champion, 54. Like, he got time.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's not all promotion. I think there's definitely a part of him that's the pressure or whatever's going on in his personal life is getting to him, because it doesn't make sense to me. That is all promotion. I think it's a mix of both.
As a fellow Leo, I'm gonna tell you, when you got money in your pocket, that's, and you good, you really good. Like, it's really not that, it's not that hard for us. Like, Ryan's in control. He not really tripping. Like, right. I'm telling you, he not really tripping, bro. If he would have acted up like this.
So what, Dan, y'all done switched it to Ryan with this crazy
Ness,
news?
Real quick. I got a text from Kay Wilson directly just now saying that those rumors are not true. He does not have an injury.
Come on, man. Listen, I just got. Listen to me. Where do you think I was at? I was talking to Keith one time Thurman.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to Keith one time Thurman. This is realer than me talking to you right here live, bro. Like, they're just mad. It got out. It's out, and it shouldn't have gotten out. You know, so. You know, I've been put in a really unfortunate situation. Shout out to Keith, though. You understand? And this is what I'm saying. Shout out. He is upset, but he's not, like he said, I'm not emotional like that, you know. And he said, you know, because he wasn't happy. And who would be? It's a big moment. And
wow.
This is a situation where many people would believe that the higher-ups have to say something like this. And I get that. But it's like I explained to him, am I not allowed to grow? Am I not allowed to be the next Errol Hawani or the next Michael Coppinger? You know? So after that, you know, he understood. And he said, you know, you're right. Congrats. But he ain't happy.
You had to do something.
Breaking news.
But he ain't happy.
Be sensitive about it.
So So you had to do some damage control first? He was a little upset?
I mean, damage control? I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody upset. I'm just doing my job. And people feel like...
He just lied to me.
People feel like...
Listen, he cannot... I was going to say, like, maybe he just covering because he can't say anything. He doesn't want it. Because when money is involved, they got... Yeah, it's like, listen, if anything goes wrong, it has to be discussed with the higher... Like Ned said, the higher ups first. You do not open your mouth. Because you can ruin. We might fill a guy in. Like you said, there's so much stuff that needs to happen. So that's why I do was like, well, no, you calling and you be on the drone. Well, no, I didn't hear anything. And that's just something that I would imagine a trainer to cover his fighter. So I wouldn't even be surprised that he lied because this is like.
I'm just, Kay lied. I guess Kay, the trainer, lied to me. You said they just were trying to keep it still wrapped, huh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, bro, you come on. I got texts by everybody during that time I stepped away. Again, you know, the major issue is they wanted to get in front of it is all I can gather. But, you know, this is how these things work. It's not like I'm doing anything out of spite.
So the story is, as you said, he's going to get an MRI and we still don't know the severity.
Yep.
Okay. So still not totally scrapped.
Yo, what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
But let's get to these phone calls. Yo. We got Drew.
Ness, de lo mio, Ness. I like what you said, Ness. You have a right to become the next Ariel Helwani, the next Adam Schefter. You know what are
fuck,
they doing?
What's the other dude? I want to be the. I don't want to be him, but I want to be as big
NBA
as what's the the football player? I mean, I know I'll never because he was
Schefter.
Nah.
Shay.
The one that Ryan wears Clark. The black. That he wears black every day. I want to get on that level where I could wear one color every day and still be popping. My man, he's. Come on, ESPN just picked him up, bro. His YouTube channel is, like, amazingly big.
Oh.
Club Shay Shay.
McAfee. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Dude be having crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers. And he was a former player. You're supposed to break the news. It's not like you made the story up. You just reported breaking news. Everybody does it in every sport. So, like, me and Marco and Troy was talking about, like, what do you do from here, though, if it's accurate? Is this, you can't roll out an injured Keith if they don't cancel it, right? Or the betting, the pay-per-views, the fallout from this sucks.
Yeah, no, listen. That's why, you know, I'm sure no one is happy because the betting lines change. Everything changes, man.
Everything changes and people paying to go out there, to fly out there, tickets. Entertainment and leisure, all it's a domino effect. So we'll see what happens. If he doesn't fight now, you can't put in nobody in there to replace him, right? And charge pay per view. This is their first Amazon.
I mean, card. I think you could slide in. Well, yeah. If you're talking pay per view, I don't know about all that. I thought Lubin
like
would be
rollout.
A good replacement, but again, if you're talking pay per view, maybe the only guy you could. Slide in is Jermell, but is he even available?
Why not Fandora?
Can we slide in? Can we slide, like Marco said, can we slide in Boots? He won a big fight.
The problem with Boots is he's a champ at 47, and if he fights at 54.
Nah, but it's the same thing. Yeah, go up there, try your luck with Zoo. If you lose, you're still a champ at 47. That makes sense. But
that's
the thing is.
And nobody gives.
The thing is Boots big enough to fill in the Keith Thurman shoes? And
no,
not only for us, but for Zoo, because remember, there was another fight on the table for Zoo, so that might be the replacement. I can't remember who that guy was, but he said it. Thurman said it in my interview, like he had a different fight too. Then he got the call, like, "Yo, what do you think about fighting Zoo?" They both got the same phone call, so they had scheduled fights for other people.
So who do you think sells this, is selling this fight more globally, Thurman or Zhu? Like, who's going to, you know, funnel the most?
I mean, I don't know how to look at that. From a global standpoint, I don't know who's bigger. Thurman has years of work that he put in.
But boxing is so, you know, what have you done for me
lately? Yeah. Definitely boxing is what have you done for me lately.
Right. So, you know, and Zhu is a huge following, obviously, in Australia. But does he have one past that? Is Europe, do they follow him?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what Europe does with Zhu. But, I mean, he's the son of a legend, bro. It was pretty dope to watch the gloves is off and see him as a kid with his dad. That was pretty dope, you know?
A lot of people are saying, I'm sorry to cut you off. A lot of people are in the chat are saying Danny Garcia. What about Danny Garcia? That's a similar level, older dude.
Danny did post like he was in the gym, but is he really in the gym? I mean, Danny, one of the guys on the undercard makes more sense because they, you know,
they're ready.
They're allegedly busy, ready. But let me see if I got some super chat love for the breaking news. We went the Machine Gun. Appreciate you. Lake County, $2. No injury here. Still plenty of tickets available. Matt, $5. Xander Zayas would be a good fill-in. Top Rank ain't doing that. Oh, shout out to my man JD. I think in Houston. Salute, man. Been a minute. Border Wars fighter. Alumni caller. TBV Appreciation Night attendee. Welcome back. Optimus Prime, $5. Marco and Troy carrying the show on their shoulders. Salute. I had to take the call, man. You know when you shake up the industry, when you shake up the industry, you're gonna get your phone rattled, B.
Next gotta break these stories, man. Listen, I don't get if somebody tell me something is coming out on here, and I don't mean like in a not supposed to be telling, like if somebody gets something like damn, a fight might not happen. Like, what if somebody else told it? See, this is the thing. When Cam and Mace was saying, no, nigga, we the sources. This is we Boxing Voice. We are the source. You come to us for the news.
Hold it down. One more second. Let me get this call.
Uh-oh, Keith is calling back.
Most definitely.
He's like, I told you to stop talking about this.
Nigga, I'll stop Keith Thurman to the guts. I would have loved to fight Keith Thurman.
What big names did you spar that people would know?
Amir Khan and Andre Berto.
Okay. Was Amir Khan as fast as they say?
I see why people say he fast, but to me, no, he wasn't.
Okay. Berto Khan.
Berto was fast. Berto was fast. This is the thing. Berto faster than Khan, punch, like one punch at a time. But Khan can put combinations together. And if you're not responding, listen, as soon as you go to the high guard, in his mind, that means he got to throw punches. So, like, I tried that when I was first started sparring him, and he let off like a 15-piece. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to get out of there with that. But then once I went back to working on my high guard, working on coming forward, catching the punches, this is when I started watching Canelo. And I came back and sparred him. Like, even me being a slick Troy, he still couldn't do anything. And that's why I was like, man, he's going to have problems with Floyd.
So
and then
just,
once I – go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, so it was Khan and Berto. Those are the two biggest, or you got some more?
No, it was Khan and Berto.
Okay.
And Prentice Brewer.
Aren't you from Broner? Aren't you guys – did you guys come up together?
No, I'm from Akron. Broner from Cincinnati.
He's
that's
Cincinnati.
Like
right.
3.5 hours away. Like, so I'm closer to Cleveland.
Okay.
Toledo is like west – north.
Yeah, I'm cool with Pavlik, who is what part?
Yeah,
is
Pavlik is the
Columbus.
Guy. He's the guy.
Columbus,
right? Yeah, no, Pavlik is Youngstown.
Youngstown, that's what I meant.
Youngstown, yeah.
Oh, what's his face is from Columbus? Buster Douglas, right?
Buster Douglas from Columbus. Yeah, I box in Columbus too, in the amateurs. Columbus got they probably got Columbus is where I had my best coach, Mike Johnson. Shout out to Mike Johnson. But
Mike. Damn, I can't believe his trainer.
That's Lonzel Johnson's cousin, actually.
Right. I can't believe Thurman's trainer lied to me. Man.
I can, because like when it's money involved, it's not personal. It's business.
He might have, because it was a pause. He might have went to Keith, and Keith was like, "Nah, I don't say anything." So then he told me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Keith was like, "No," and that's why he called in Ness like, "Hey, blood, like,
what are you doing?
You fucking up the bread, like, but ain't nothing you can really, you know, you could do." But no, shout out to the squad for tuning in to me and Marco. Ness is actually the glue, because this is it's the streets thing provided via a Ness. You know what I mean? But, you know, we're just doing our due diligence. Keep it going.
Yeah, Ness is, like, on the phone, I think, with Thurman again. I think. He didn't really.
Like, you got to realize, when you have 200,000 subscribers, bro, that's almost a quarter of a million. You have influence. Like, people don't realize. Like, I went to your page. You got, like, 44,000 on the IG. Like, I have a strictly organic following. I never pay for like Dame Lillard follow me. Kendall Gill follow me.
Yeah, I've been getting I'm getting millions of views now on IG a month. And yeah, mine has blown up since then. But yeah, I get too. I had kind of crazy people like and comment my stuff, people who I'm like, whoa.
Like, what did you do to get that going like that? As regards to boxing, since we all on the Boxing Voice, did you show more boxing clips?
I do the videos. Have you seen my shorts that I do where I commentate, I break down fights? Have you seen it?
Okay, yeah. All right. That's all you had to say. I'm about to get on that.
Well, check those out. Those are what really picked up. It's been a huge response by the boxing community. People seem to like them. I mean, it took me a while to find my voice and to find something that I like doing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, I don't break news. Like, I'm not a reporter, so I'm not into that. I like more breaking down fights. So that's what I do.
That's what I do.
Right, right. And you know, you just got to find your voice. You got to find the formula that works, and people seem to like that. So it started blowing up. I've had, like, 2 or 3 million views just this month.
Would you be making your videos on, like?
My iPhone.
Oh, that's all I needed to hear then. Hey, listen, I'm going to hit your DM. We could talk. I'm not leaving. I'm just saying we could talk and get some things together. But, yeah, I understand what people be keeping contractual business when they just be like you say, he dipped off for a minute and Keith was probably like.
It seems like that's what happened. Yeah, it seems like, you know, but, and I don't blame them because they don't know if the injury is real yet. Like, not real, if it's going to be an issue yet. Because they're waiting on an MRI. So why announce it? You know, announce it once the MRI comes back. And if the MRI shows a real problem, then announce it.
Agreed. I ain't tripping. Agreed.
But yeah, I get why. And I'm curious. The real question is, who told Ness to begin with?
Yo, what up? Who told me what?
Who told you initially that he had an injury to begin with?
Sources.
Yeah, you can't say because
sources. Yeah. So then I had to do my due diligence and find out. So I contacted people, you know.
Right. So what was that, Keith again?
Nah. But definitely important and all relevant to the situation. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and smash that thumbs up. Like, y'all really acting crazy. This is the second show, back to back, breaking news, and y'all ain't even hitting the free thumbs up. It's like free to hit the thumbs up. We got Capicu, what it do?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on, man?
Chilling.
Yeah, man. It sucks, man, because I wanted to see what he would have been able to do to come back. But, you know, it is. I mean, hopefully it's just a little, you know, a little bruising in the bicep or whatever the case may be. You know, 3 or 4 days of rest, a little bit of ice, a little bit of rest, he'll be okay. Maybe some cupping or some stem will kind of help him pretty much heal. But if it does come down to them canceling, like I posted, like I mentioned earlier, I think that Ramos might be a good one for Ndura or even Ennis to kind of fill that gap. You know, those are guys that, you know, potentially already have fights going. So, and, you know, Ramos kind of put up a good fight with Mendoza. So, you know, and then Mendoza, I just don't feel like Mendoza would, they would kind of fill him in there because he's already in training camp with him. And the first one was really kind of lackluster performance from Mendoza. But then again, who knows? When they're in sparring and training camp and all that, when they come to fight, it just kind of doesn't play out. You know, we just saw that with Jonathan Boban Gonzalez, you know, fighting his sparring partner, and it didn't look out too good. You know, we saw that, I forgot who else, recently fought his sparring partner, and it didn't look that well. So, again, you know, I'm hoping that they put a decent name. If not, then we move up the Pitbull, you know, we move up the Pitbull fight as the main event. And then Fandora becomes a co-main. And I think that may be, you know, enough to, I don't know about a pay-per-view card, but it'll be enough to have a decent fight card, you know. But hopefully they find somebody, man. And I hope, hopefully it's not that big of an injury and he can come out and show us if he's still at it at the 154. That's all I got.
Yeah, I forgot that Rollie's right. On that undercard in Pitbull.
We got Tip Bellis on a check-in.
God damn, man. Shit.
What up?
Man, you know what's funny? Like, when you asked me, I figured it was the bicep, bro. I figured it was the bicep. Someone told me it had to be the bicep, bro. It's something that had probably lingered. It probably lingered for a while. He just ain't telling nobody. But I figured.
Nah, I heard it. I heard it took place in sparring.
It did?
Yep. This Saturday.
Damn. That's crazy. He had to be sparring somebody big then.
No, Keith just kind of wild in there. Like, and he be wearing heavier gloves when he be sparring. And those things do play a factor. When you throw on punches.
It's kind of tough, man. Hopefully, I mean, it ain't nothing too serious. You know what I'm saying? Like last call said, it's just a bruise. We ain't got to require surgery or nothing. Because, you know, past history, he done fought through.
I am reporting that he has an injury that they're going to check out. It doesn't mean the fight's getting canceled. The fight... obviously, the MRI is dependent on that.
Well, how did he sound? How did he sound when he was talking to him?
I mean, he wasn't happy. I knew.
I mean, that was it. He ain't like show no like.
Nah, he ain't talk about nothing about pain. He again, bruh, people more mad that they can't, you know, someone. You know what I'm saying? Somehow it got out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want that shit to get out because now you feel like they got a one-up on you, man. You know what I'm saying? Remember, if you remember, he got injured during the Pacquiao fight, and that's why the odds changed during the Pacquiao fight. I don't know if y'all remember that, but it was also a leak that Keith got injured in training camp during the Pacquiao fight. That's why the odds flipped so much. So, I mean, this...
Like, hey, didn't I just say he was injured in the Pacquiao fight and this has been an ongoing thing, like, just with his arms?
Wait. Like, they said while I was gone, you claimed you could stop kick. Come on, why are you doing this, Troy? How you going to claim on this show you could stop Keith?
Nah, he said he would stomp him.
Sit down or get off camera. You all, nobody wants... What the fuck? Man over here, what the God, it's terrible. I just gonna stand up right there, man.
He said he would stomp him. He didn't say he would stop him.
This guy is terrible, bro. Listen, Tip, we gonna keep these lines moving.
Alright.
Spider Rico.
Oh.
We got Capicu $2. Ramos Fondura, Lubin, Ennis is all good replacements. None of those names are a Vegas fight like that. Maybe Ennis. I know Lubin ain't gonna be happy to hear that. He's a long name in the division. I just don't, you know. Does it scream Vegas to you? Vegas, Tim and Lubin? I guess, man. Who am I to say? I don't lie. Sway, welcome to the contender level. Leo Curtis, welcome.
Good morning, God. My fuck.
What up? Nah, that's how you gotta be. If you don't jump in, you don't get in.
No, I'm trying to get mine. Get my 3 minutes in. What's up, TBV? The Boxing Universe. It's Esteban Bond from Oregon with love. Hey, you know, I was reading the Quran the other day, y'all, and it say, report to your stations early. And, you know, if you're a man, you got to get out the house early. Report to your station, whatever that is, whatever you do, wherever you go. You know, be a pillar out there. Hold your post. You know, the Quran said more eloquently than I can, but that's something that we out here. This is my post. I'm calling in for my 3 minutes. It's March 18th. Hey, One Time versus Kangaroo Zoo. I don't like Kangaroo Zoo. He talking too tough. He talking too tough to a man that's moving up. He talking real tough to Thurman. Like he fighting somebody that's in his wake. Bro, you fighting a smaller dude moving up. Ain't no tough talking for you. You just be polite and you be honored that Keith is brave. And Keith is doing this off the strength of his will that Allah has gave him. And if a man that his trainer died, and that he gonna do this for his, you know, for someone that was like his father. It ain't nothing to do with you, Tim Zhu, Kangaroo. We don't care about you over here. Anybody listening in Australia, you think you're gonna come over here beating up our Americans? I really don't like their energy. But the one thing is, Tim Zhu gonna try to kill. These Australians are trying to kill the Americans when they get in the ring. It's a good thing they're not in Australia. And that's the truth. And if this information is to come out, we got to protect Keith and we got to pray for Keith. Because I'm telling you, there is very little chance for Keith in this fight that I believe. And this is going to be like a skinning, a scalping from all, everything that I can see. And so why is Keith taking the fight? For pride? For money? Because he's going to have to survive in there. And that's the real thing. What y'all want? What is boxing about? Y'all want to see people get hurt, right? Y'all, that was a good fight. Everybody don't like when the boxers boxing. Y'all say, "Oh, they backing up. They're scared." Well, with this fight, this is gonna be pain. This is gonna be destruction, and we're gonna see the end of a man. And what all I can see, and if the man is hurt, he don't need to fight. And who gonna fight? Y'all saying who gonna fight? Sean Porter need to step in because Sean Porter is the style that really I want to see Tim Zhu get his ass beat. And Sean Porter, if you hear this, bro, you get in the ring and maul this motherfucker. Because he's talking too tough to Keith. Like, man, I just don't like it, man. And I tried to stay on topic today, y'all, and really say what I feel. I don't like the Kangaroo. And I'm praying for one time to do it one time for us. And it's Esteban for Oregon with love. I'm gone.
Damn. Sean Porter, huh? Okay. I don't think Zoo's that big of a favorite, but what do I know?
All right. We got DJ Bickham. While we wait for Mr. Bickham to connect, don't forget to smash that thumbs up. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Yeah, no, I'm not Errol Wani because you ain't share my shit. DJ Bickham.
Ness. What's up? Happening? What's happening? Man, this DJ Bickham, it's going to be hard, really impossible to find like a good pay-per-view fighter to replace somebody. Pay-per-view fighters don't just up and on
Bud,
short notice,
Bud
jumping.
Crawford, man. Bud Crawford's a free agent.
Bud ain't finna just jump in there. What y'all talking about? Boots? Boots is a big name. Boots not just finna do that to his career and not give himself time.
I mean,
to
he was in camp. He been posting that he in camp for a while. Like he's certainly another dude that I believe can just jump up and take this on. You don't?
No, because they tailor their training camp to the opponent that they're fighting. That's not giving him enough time.
Man, these people be saying these folks is good. Like, ain't no wasting no time when you trying to do this. You got to, if you good, you in the gym, you get in there and get work.
I hear you, but when have you ever heard of that? Like, somebody like Boots or Crawford or Errol Spence just at the points that they're at now in their career just jumping into a fight with somebody like Tim Tim.
Agreed.
You have it. It doesn't happen. They're not going
to
do that.
You know, the smart thing. The smart thing would do would be to cancel it and go with Conor Ben, two sons of legends. That'll do Vegas well. No Americans, but you just stacked Americans on the undercard. But those are two sons of legends. Maybe they can do that. Maybe him and Conor Ben.
I agree. But like you said, nobody out here, the casuals out here don't know either or at all. And who sells pay-per-view fights? Casuals. When there's only so many boxing purists out there. The casuals are the ones who bring in the money. To like the Tank Davises and the Wilders and the, even Fury at first wasn't even known out here like that, but Fury came down here during their first Wilder fight and made a name for himself. So if you ask any of your casual friends, they're not gonna know Conor Ben or, you know, Tim. But I want to Keith Thurman to prove himself. I want to Keith Thurman. I still hope the fight happens because I want Keith Thurman to get out there and beat Tim ass, which I truly believe that he will. I think the fight's still going to happen, and I think Keith is going to get out there and shock the world.
All right, DJ, appreciate you calling in. We got Octo with the $2 super chat. Tim Zoo, vicious. I'll watch him fight anybody. Matt, right back at us in plain view. Actually, Lubbock, Texas. Just make Rowley and Pitbull the main event and give Zoo a layup. If not, PBC shouldn't charge forever. PB pay-per-view. That's actually a good idea. Bump the co-main to a main and give Zoo something else. Even if they get, maybe even if they give Zoo Fundora, maybe still make Rowley and Pitbull a co-main. Lake County, $2. Esteban. What it say about Al Haymon in the Quran? Come on, what's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? Yup. All right, we going to King Born.
Hey, yo, y'all hear me, right? Yo, Nesh, you hear me, right?
Loud and clear.
You know how I do, King Born Chronicle Day, live chat, power chat, back call. Let's get to the shit, man. This shit getting real out here in the boxing world, right? Got this Ryan Garcia cat. Now, I'm going to be real with y'all, right? Is he the Marines or his whole style sunk like the submarines and he going to rise and start bombing shit? You know what I mean? I'm telling y'all something. I think this shit is a fake out. They talking about mental evaluation, inflation, all this wild shit with Ryan, though. But what if Ryan come in there composed, all this shit just to sell the fight, right? Hey, yo, Nash, you home, right? You in the crib. Yo, go to the door. Your man is here. He's here. Go to the door, Nash. Oh, shit. Switch him up. Fix him up, Dave. Presto. Change, yo. The magician is here. Listen, y'all. These five, four fights that fuck with anybody talking about, that'd be crazy to see. Number one, we going to Brooklyn twice. You got my man, Big Baby Miller, right? I want to see Big Baby Miller versus Chisora. That's number one. Number two, Big Baby Miller versus Dillian White. Number three, we love Tank, right? But here's a fun fact, Ness. My cousin is Dominican. All the 5% people on the call from New York and all over the world know Dominican Republic means divine rule at 5%. So let's serve up Tank and Edward De Los Santos, right? And this Shakur shit is getting interesting with this William Zepeda. But look, I got, yo, they fucked around and stole a magic hat, right? I thought we was going to get motherfucking Andrade versus Morrell. And that was the fight I think would blow everything up for PBC. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, this shit getting real. I'm telling y'all, you got $10? Put $10 on Ryan when he fight Devin. I think Devin.
Babs, what is you talking about, bro? You out? You like all the way left field?
Listen,
man.
Listen, man. Ryan. I think Ryan gonna upset Devin. I said it on some Nostradamus shit, Ness. Believe it or not.
We talking about Thurman and Zoo today, man.
Oh man, but listen, you already know what's up with Thurman. Lloyd, you know what's up with Thurman. Listen, I tell everybody on the back call, and I'm telling everybody in the goddamn TBV universe, Thurman is in the tub, right? He didn't touch the soap. He didn't put the water on. So now we talking about this shit going to go left field with Tim Zoo. Yeah, serve Tim Zoo up to goddamn Spider-Crab Fedora. But let's be real. Thurman been inactive for 5 years, y'all. He only had 2 fights and fuck like 60 months, man. What we doing here? You think he going to take out a young predator and shit without the dreads and shit and the lasers coming from outer space? Tim Zoo's a predator. Tim Zoo's the...
Bro, man. Stay off the meth, bro.
Sports in the tub book. Without the water and the soap? Wait, what?
Bro, I don't know. That's your Brooklyn brother, man. Fucking
that's your
crazy.
Man.
Sports
New York is the wildest.
Toledo. Yo, there was a song like that. Wasn't that Onyx? New York is the craziest.
Is the wildest. That nigga is the wildest. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, Treese. Oh, hey. Sports book. We gonna go back. Sports book going once. Twice. We going from one New Yorker to another. These New Yorkers be crazy. Crazy, crazy. Shit's crazy. Crazy, crazy. What up, Uncle Murder?
Stop fucking with my minutes. Stop messing with my minutes. First of all, New York always been crazy. What else is new? However, we've seen this with Keith Thurman before. If you remember, he took like 2 years off. He came back and he fought Pacquiao. The reason he took those 2 years off is because he got injured. I think it was like a car accident or something. He got injured. And the thing about Keith Thurman, he will jump back in the ring with you even if he's hurt because he's got mobility. His foot game is good and his jab is good. The problem with Keith Thurman and Pacquiao realized around the fourth or fifth round that he wasn't getting hurt by the right hand. That's what one time means. Keith Thurman hits you one time with the right hand, he gonna wear your ass out. One time is all he needs to hit you with. But when he hit Pacquiao with the right hand, it wasn't doing anything. So that's how come he lost. I was hoping he didn't take the fight. But since he's been off, he should have went to Europe and got some HGH, human growth hormone, and took care of that. But he didn't. I like Keith Thurman. I mean, I like a lot of good fighters.
You actually telling him to take HGH? You know that's illegal, right?
No, that's illegal in America.
No, I'm just saying, is it also illegal in competition? Like he's a competitor.
No.
But you good?
It's illegal in America. He wasn't fighting. So if he's not fighting, he's allowed to go do that. And then after he heals that injury and everything, then he's got to take off another year. How long has he been out of fighting? Like somebody said, he fought 2 fights in 5 years. That was enough time for it to get all out of his system and to heal his injury. You got to understand the difference. I'm not saying do it right now. I'm talking about way back when he first got the first injury, 2 years before he even fought Pacquiao. So anyway, I'm just hoping that, you know, to be honest, man, I don't want to see him fight injured. I seen him fight injured with Pacquiao, and it was painful for me. I don't want to see him fight injured. Y'all leave Ryan alone, man. He's going to take his lumps, man. When he get in the ring with Devin, he's going to take his lumps. Leave him alone. Let him promote the fight because the fight's going to go up. The more shit he do, the more he all his 10 million followers are looking at him. like, yo, we got to get the fight. He's going crazy. So let Ryan do what he do. I'm just going to say to Devin, don't trip. When he get in the ring, bust him up. Peace to the gods. I'm out.
Bust him up.
Peace to the gods and the earths.
Canada. Oh, Ryan from the six. What up? Let me see if Bo Mac going to be like, yeah, we'll step in.
Nah.
What you mean, nah?
They want more build up and all that. I don't think
he looks at himself. You're right.
I don't think he looks at himself as a step in fighter.
Yo, Ryan, you want to unmute?
Get your mute game together, cuz.
Word. We gonna go to CYP, who know how to use the button.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, Ryan in the six, what up?
Oh, Ryan in Florida now, bro. I'm about to thunderstorm out. It's crazy.
Nah, that should have passed.
This shit confirmed this, or this just rumors?
Nah, man, this ain't no rumors. Like,
it's not good for business, man. Bad.
Yo, shit happens, man. When you spawn, shit happens, man.
Nah, that's real talk, bro. But it's the rollout, man. We supposed to have PBC on time. Man, it's crazy.
Where you at? You at, like, the motherfucking daycare?
You know I got all my kids with me, bro. I'm on vacation, dog. But yeah, man, I'm actually like, who can come in right now? If Bud get the money, how much do you think they gotta pay him? They're gonna have to pay him like 20 mil or something like that.
Wow, y'all be wilding with this 20 mil talk. Like, why y'all act like 20 mil on trees, man?
Last minute for sure. Last minute for the WBO title. Yeah, man, they're gonna have to pay Bud.
Hey, yo, this wild. See, this is what I'm saying. No love.
But, yo, if he can do it, I'm going to respect Bud. You already my favorite fighter, but, man. This is March 30th. That's in a couple weeks, man. That's crazy. Yeah, man, I hope they can find somebody to save this card because, like, this prime on box is supposed to be good, man. So... Man, I hope they can save it, man. I'm out there. Enjoy this. Sit back. Y'all keep doing what y'all do. Smash the like button.
Yo, now people reporting that they waiting on a replacement opponent. That's crazy. Danny ain't give me no credit. They ain't give me no credit, but they talking about TGB about to announce a replacement opponent. Damn, I swear. Go ahead, CYP.
Yo, I don't know which caller that was. Took the words in my mouth. Me and J-Mac were just talking. Like, I want to see Eastside versus Rogan. Like, I want to see that fucking fight. I don't give a shit if it's pay-per-view or not. I want to see that fight. Sebastian seems tough enough to me to say, okay, I'll step in. I'm already training. I'm already ready to go. Let's get it popping. Remember, it's only 12 days, so we can't get too crazy with replacements. You got to get a dude who's somewhere ready to fight at that moment. But at the same time, move him in. Keep Rolly, because be honest with you, Rolly is the best at promoting and out of all these guys. I mean, Keith Thurman is good, but Tim's don't really say much back. But I just saw a video where Rolly had say he bought a Chihuahua and named it Aesop and shit. And I got girls that I know sending me the video. So they know how good this dude is and building up shit. Let Rolly go out there, win or lose. Let him step in and take that shit over so we can still see the fight. That's the fight I was really, really looking forward to. I do like Tim. I love Keith Thurman. But I want to see these two dudes fight because it says a lot for Isak and it says a lot for Rolly. Isak wins, boom, he a champion. If Rolly wins, boom, what y'all going to say about Rolly? You still going to make excuses up about he ain't this, he ain't that? So it matters to the hardcore boxers, y'all hardcores, right? Y'all should want to see this shit no matter what. So injuries happen in boxing. Injuries happen in sparring, man. The shit is fucked up. But I don't know why anybody would be happy about this, you know, based on it being on PBC. Dude, it don't matter where to fight that. If you don't get a fight that you want to see, it fucks up your weekend. I don't want my weekend fucked up. I've been looking forward to this shit man, I've been looking forward to this shit. I really, really want this card to go. I don't give a fuck who tends to step in the fight because I still want to see Aesop versus Rowley. If y'all, I want motherfuckers to tell me, is that the fight that y'all really want to see? Do y'all really still want to see that? Is it big enough to save the event? I want to know because, I'll pay for Aesop Rowley shit. Let's get this shit out the way. See where he's going.
I do want to see the Aesop Rowley fight more than anything because I want to see, because Aesop is not about to play with you. So, like, I want to see how Rowley take that. I would like to say a pause on that.
Let me see here. Ese Moro, member for 17 months on a champ level. When do we find out about the MRI results? We'll see. I mean, someone that told Marco it don't exist was the one that told me they would call me back after the MRI. So I don't know if I'm going to get that phone call anymore. Nike,
are you talking to him?
Before you talk to him.
Excuse me.
Nike Hendrix. Treese Toledo.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, though? What up, though? Okay, okay. We back. But damn, this is a big hit. I ain't gonna hold you. But like CYP said, they gotta figure something out to salvage this card though, because we definitely do need that Pitbull and Rowley fight for sure. When I was watching them gloves off shit, I ain't gonna hold that. That was the, when you watching it, that shit, both of their moments was the biggest shit out of the whole gloves off. Between the Rowley buying the Chihuahua shit, putting on with that shit, and then Aesop wife on the gloves off you shit, you feel me? He had my girl in this bitch tit like, damn, babe. Damn, they couldn't afford a tortilla, babe. That sounds fucked up, babe. Damn, that's some real Rocky Warrior shit. You feel me? From nothing to the champ shit, babe. When that fight come on, look, that motherfucker got my girl interested in this shit. This is out of control. So yeah, we definitely need that Rowley and that Pitbull, man. We need that. But if my man Tim Zoo looking for a replacement, though, I don't know how they. What my man Terrell Gachet doing? I know he's still around. I know he got top 10 in the WBO and shit. I know he got a high number around there. He had got his knockdown.
Who the fuck is that guy?
They don't do that, man. Even Keith Thurman had brought him up, man. He had got the knockdown on Tim Zoo and shit. I'm just saying, it's something to do. I mean, he a fighter that you can throw in there. He like one of they Kyron Davis type of guys. You feel me? We need a fighter to hurry up and take the fight. Hey, man. I don't know what Fondora gonna do unless I don't know what, you feel me? That's the fight I would like, but I don't think Tim Zoo gonna take that. Like that ain't nothing that you take on short notice. I feel like a 6'6" motherfucker. You see me? Like who the fuck taking him on 12 days notice? But hey, I'm just saying, man. Terrell Gachet is an option. It's a viable option unless they gonna find a way to get Jermell Charlo back out there. What he doing? You feel me? This would be the perfect way for him to reestablish his name off that Canelo performance. You feel me? Get back out there, try to claim your belt back and knock Tim Zoo out. He been calling you out for a long ass time, Charlo. This would be a way to, you feel me, get your name back hot, and then maybe we could finally get you in Bud locking horns or something. But I don't know, man. Cause I don't see Erickson Lubin jumping in, and I heard you talking about my man Charles Conwell, but we looking at Virgil Ortiz, man. We on his ass. You feel me? He in the stable. We went over there with Golden Boy for a reason, man. He on the stable. We on his fucking heels, man. So I don't know, man. But shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. We got Albert Bell, March 22nd. You feel me? Here in the city, Glass City Center. Then we got O'Shea Jones, March 29th. You feel me? In Atlanta. I'll be there. Come fuck with your boy. You feel me? And then, oh, yeah, I forgot about you, big baby. April 13th. Corpus Christi, Texas? Yeah. About to knock some shit loose, man. Future heavyweight champion of the world, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all be cool.
All right, all right. We got Sportsbook.
Yo, yo, yo. Can't finally, you can hear me.
We do.
Salute, man. Salute to your channel, bro. This is the ESPN of boxing. You know what I'm saying? The boxing voice. You hear me? Y'all get the lights up. Show my boy Ness some love. Ness is crazy. Let me go and give you flowers, because, you know, we be arguing, but we agree sometimes. Bro, you broke this news. Now everybody, now I'm on Twitter. Don't nobody want to show you your love. I'm about to go down every page and tell them, show fucking boxing voice the respect that it needs for dropping this shit. But nah, man, I think this might just be a bit of the inactivity, bro. You know, I don't want to, things happen in sparring, but it's just like, damn, you know, it sucks for Keith. You know what I'm saying? He came back. He was ready to fight Tim. I thought Tim Zhu would win anyway. I would go with the fresher fighter. But like my man said before, you know, they had the gloves off on YouTube. Y'all can watch that still. It was interesting me a little bit. But now the question is, because like CYP said, I still want to see Rolly and Pitbull, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got to try to find a viable opponent, man. And right now, if you think about it, a lot of people at 154, either they kind of got they way set, or they kind of chilling. Who would you think, Ness? Because, I mean, they done called out different names, but I ain't really heard nothing. Like, Charlo probably, you know, still enjoying himself or something. I don't know, maybe Fandora, that's the only one I can think of. What you thinking, Ness?
I think I have to, for respect for Keith, I'm going to end the show. It's obviously causing him some issues. But he has asked me. I don't have to take it down. It's just, you know, it is what it is, bro.
Word. And I hope that then, yeah, the news is out, man. The news is out. You know what I'm saying? At least you posted it. And Keith, bro, what you want us to do? This is the ESPN of boxing. We got to talk about it. But, yeah, I know. I understand how it can work with relationships. But, nah, man, shit kind of fucked up, man. What's good with it, Marco? You still in here?
All right, fellas. Yeah, I got to go. But we'll pick up, obviously, at 7 p.m. It'll be another subject. Once again, I'm just respecting my peoples.
Absolutely.
Till the next one.
Already, man. I holler.